my friend. This is Dan Riley, and I've settled in a little bit here in my room in the Hermitage. It's morning, and it's been a wonderful morning, and I've taken time with a passage I'd love to share with you. We can take a little time in Lectio Divina. But I pause now because as I began to pray this passage, the snow began to fall. And as it did, the hills beyond here faded and now actually are gone. They're sort of swallowed up in this Sunday morning snowstorm that is coming down gently, not driven by wind, but just falling here gently, lending a felt sense of stillness to this place. And a wonderful quietude and intimacy that a snowy morning can give you. And I find myself opening to this morning, this time, this intimate place where the clouds have, the snow has obscured the hills. I barely see trees here now. Things have become close, nearby, here, intimate. Our friend Greg, who shares these podcasts with us, with me, and will be sometime choosing some music to go with him. I don't know if you can find that song, Let It Snow, Let It Snow, Let It Snow. In fact, you and I might be a place where we would prefer not to have that happen anymore, or maybe you're somewhere where it doesn't snow. What's stirring in me in these thoughts that are rambling here is this richness of Lectio Divina and the sense of place and being in it. Lectio Divina, the prayerful reading of the divine scriptures, of God's word, invites us to have a quiet heart and a not particularly active mind so that we can really listen. I don't know about you, but that's one of my biggest challenges in life, to just become quiet. I almost didn't push the button to begin this conversation with you. The quiet here is so rich as things have become intimate, not closed in, but gently sort of focusing on this here and now. So besides listening in Lectio and allowing our hearts to be cleared of almost everything, even the words we heard or read in Lectio, to sit with a word or a phrase, to be in the richness of a quiet moment, to gaze upon the Christ, to have a felt sense of God's presence. With that, we might enter into the reading and be in the place. Not all passages, obviously, are descriptive of a place or where one might be as we hear this, but today's passage that I'm taking time with, Matthew 5, 1-12a, is the beautiful proclamation of the Beatitudes when Jesus saw the crowd. And as he saw the crowds, he went up on the mountain. And after he had done this, he sat down, and his disciples came to him. And he began to teach them, saying, as we open our hearts to the Beatitudes, my mind races ahead. Oh, what is it? Oh, I've heard it before. Oh, listen to it now, listen to it. I can almost miss the fact of the movement of the Lord to a place of restfulness. First to going up and seeing, entering into a place where he can look out over and be among. And then as he sat down, he invited us to come to him, to sit around him, to be near him as disciples, as students, to come to the knee, the feet, the elbow, the arm, the place beside the Lord, the Christ, the light of this word, because it doesn't come as words. And so our Lectio Divina becomes a practice of place, a felt being there. Now, if it's not clearly stated in the scriptures, and this is a mountain, and so I can imagine this, and then he sat down, so I can imagine myself being beckoned and walking over and At my age, you'll live with some challenge sitting down on the ground beside him. Now here we are. We're ready to listen, to be taught, not to think of words, not to read words, but be beside the one who speaks to us, who gives us the perspective of his climb up the mountain, his seeing the crowds, the Lord being with these people who followed him. And then you and I, part of the followers, are now drawn in. And it's an intimacy of teaching. It's closer than any of this snow. And the clouds are here, and the mountains are too, but they fade in a sense. They are brought into this presence, this place beside the Lord, close to him. For he wants to give us a perspective on life. He wants to help us see and know, as he does, the poor in spirit, and know that they have the kingdom of God. Jesus invites us to see and know those who are mourning, and trust and be active in the part of comforting them. He invites us to be with him as he sees the meek and tells us they truly will inherit the land. And yes, we can feel, because we've seen, we can feel possibly our own hunger in making our way beside him, traveling a long road to this moment you have with me. We with the Lord. I'm probably tired from a ride or a walk or a run or the burden of a household or a mother we're caring for, dad who has needs, whatever it might be that has brought us to this quiet moment, this respite, this stepping aside. And he's not giving us just a new bill of goods, of work, of tasks, to see this blessedness and then go take care of them. He's inviting us to see with him as he has sat down, looking out over them. See with him with these hearts, our hearts, this place within us where the Lord God abides, in God's own meekness, God's own mourning, God's own mercy, God's own clean heart that invites us to see God here, not way out over the hills, not just only into the crowd, but to see. To have that eye of our heart, as we say here, opened. And so this moment really is a time like that. Lectio Divina, the sacredness of Scripture and the reading, listening to it, is being in place. In place with the Lord God. Here today, having passed through the crowds and sitting down with Jesus because he's beckoned us. And that's such a wonderful thing to remember as you take quiet, as you and I gather around these simple podcasts, to know we didn't just decide to show up ourselves. We it wasn't just, gee, let me listen to Dan again or something like that. It's this Lord who says, be with me. I want to show you the world. Sit with me. I want to offer you a perspective. Let us look out and in. And see. See with the eyes of love and mercy and care and willingness to mourn with another. And in some real ways, he tells us that we will be blessed, especially when we endure persecution for the sake of righteousness. For then, as in this moment, the kingdom of heaven will be ours. To endure persecution and unkind words and falsity claimed about us, we are invited up from within that place to rejoice and be glad. For Jesus says in this passage, and it closes, for your reward will be great in heaven. Heaven really is in this moment now, or we are in heaven as we are in this moment now, and the clouds clear. And what we see, and I don't see so much the hills because they're still obscured by snow this morning, but I see a bit more maybe, or in this moment, the comfort of the company of our Lord who invited us here. At his elbow, at his side, beside his own folded knee as we sat down. to let our hearts be quieted, even our ears stilled as they are blessed, and the eyes of our hearts open to the perspective of the crowds, of the many who have great needs, of the world that is before us, but to now, beside Jesus, in this moment, for you and I to see with his eye, and in the Father's love, the certainty of the trust of the one who holds us now, to see the needs of others. And soon with Jesus to go up, get up, go into their towns and villages, and care for and proclaim the good news there. Blessings, my friend. May this be a day of restfulness and the activity of the Word of God in you, in a place where we can hear where the Word dwells, so that it might take us to the other places where people are strained, because they want to dwell. They want to dwell with us and the Lord. The Lord give you peace. Be still and know. Be still. Be here and believe that you are blessed. Peace.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst, righteousness shall be theirs.